Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I will admit I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway.
One of the best from one of the best. It's Stevie Ray, late great SRV, bringing us back 7:23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeff Benjamin is here. He's our new friend. He's the managing partner of the Vitri family of restaurants. There's almost eight of them. Seven and a half, I guess, right now, right, Jeff? In Philly,
that's right.
Philly and Jersey, and expanding to other places. They're doing great. They've got the formula figured out. He's got a new book called Front of the House: Restaurant Manners, Misbehaviors, and Secrets. Jeff, I want to talk about customer service now, customer care. Which is absolutely, you know, I'm sure you feel like that you have to impress upon your people. You know, we're not in the food business. We're in the customer service business. Because food you can get anywhere, but great customer service, over-the-top, outrageous, ridiculously awesome customer service, you can't get that everywhere, can you?
Rarer.
So we lost you. You fell out there, Jeff. Say that again. Well, we're losing you again, Jeff. The thing that bugs me right these days, Jeff, is really making me crazy. Is walking up and giving your money to somebody, maybe a restaurant, maybe even a decent restaurant, maybe even like a $3 sign restaurant, and you hear no problem every other response. What do you think?
Hey guys,
you missed that one. No problem.
I missed the question.
In my opinion, Jeff, no problem is a big problem.
I agree. 100%.
What would you do to an employee who'd been trained, and you walked up and heard them say to a customer, "No problem"?
Yeah, no problem is not the right answer. I can do that for you. I can handle that. You can say no problem with a kind of a caveat, like not going to be an issue. But
right.
You can just say no problem and walk away. Means you know it's inconsequential to me.
Right. Or how about this? Sir, waiter, my steak is completely burned to a crisp, and I ordered medium rare.
Yeah.
And they, you know, I say it in a nice way, and then the customer, and then your guy says, "No problem." Well, you know, there actually is a problem
for me. Exactly.
There is a problem
for the customer.
So how do we
exactly.
stop this, Jeff? How do we get people to stop saying this in the marketplace?
Well, 100%
how do you do
of the
it?
Issue is management. It's 100% of the issue is management, how we train them. You know, the server knows to be nice. They know to be treating the customer very well. But the fact of the matter is if us as managers and owners don't instill in them that pride of how to serve as a guest,
training is orientation. It's instilling the values of the company, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And we spend a lot of time. I mean, we'll have, for the new place that's going to open in May, we're going to start training in about 2 weeks. And we'll train through the month of May. We'll go through the role-playing. We have classwork. We spend 8 hours a day just talking to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for saying that. You know, when you've got other small business owners listening to you right now, and if I walk into any one of their businesses, there's a pretty darn good chance somebody's not going to say thank you. Somebody's going to give me my product that I just bought, and they're going to say, "There you go," or they're going to say, "No problem," or they're going to say, or if I say thank you when they hand it to me, instead of saying, "Oh no, thank you for coming in," they're going to say, "Oh, you're welcome."
You're welcome. Right.
That's unacceptable, Jeff.
Well, there's a bigger issue. How about not even greeting you when you walk in?
Not even making eye contact.
You know, yeah, that's a bigger issue to me. You know, you've just walked into their home.
Right.
By invitation.
Right.
And they didn't greet you. And, you know, the restaurant industry is so obviously customer service oriented, but I would say that just about everybody has a customer service bent to them. and the fact that they're not telling the person who's going to greet the people coming into their business to say, hello, how can I help you, or right. how are you today, or if you're a repeat customer, good to see you again.
Thank you for coming in, yeah. Mr. Johnson. Mr. Weinstein, Dr. Williams, whatever. Remember people, right? I mean, it's a small business.
Yeah.
It's not like you got 10,000 customers coming in today.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time on that. Guest recognition. People love to be recognized.
I made a phone call yesterday to a national organization, and when the person answered the phone, she said, "Hello, Mr. Blasingame."
Thank you
for 14 years of doing business with us. How about that, Jeff? Yeah, I didn't even say hello. She didn't say hello. She answered the phone. Hello, Mr. Blasingame. Thank you for 14 years of doing business with us.
The phone number
brought up my records instantaneously. And you know what else, Jeff? Every small business can do that.
Well, you just bring up a good point. Easy to give.
Jeff, I got to wrap it up. We got to go to a hard break here. Thanks for being here. The book is called Front of the House: Restaurant Manners, Misbehaviors, and Secrets. It's a great book. I encourage you to check it out wherever books are sold. Take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets a running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.